Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us in Michigan, and we're talking about how times have changed, what it was like when we were younger and in the 1950s and 1960s and now. So, Joey, I mentioned air filters, and what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Well, it has to do with what people know how to do and what people don't know how to do. So back in the 1950s, most automobiles had what was called an oil bath air filter for the engine. And what would happen is this was a device, it was a canister that would allow air to go in the intake. The air would go straight down. It would be, there was a chamber that would bring the air straight down toward the ground. And then the air would have to do a rapid U-turn and go straight up. And what would happen is the velocity of the air would with these particles in it, you know, contaminants, dust, and dirt, and so forth, the speed that the air would fly down this tube and then make the U-turn, the air could make the U-turn, but the dust couldn't. So right at the bottom where the U-turn was, there was a pan of oil. And flies and dust couldn't make the U-turn, and it would get trapped in the oil. And then after that, there was a screen that was bathed in oil, a metal screen. And that would remove any further contaminants. And just driving along, the oil would slosh around on this metal screen. Think of it like one of those pot scrubbers, you know, those stainless steel pot scrubbers. It was like that kind of a screen. And it would be bathed in oil, and the air would have to wind its way around all those screen pieces. And the oil would get stuck, the dirt would get stuck to the oiled screens. And the screens would be washed as you drove down the road. And every, I don't know, 30,000, 40,000 miles, you would open this canister, pour out the oil with the ants and the flies and the dust, and you'd wipe it out with a cloth, put some more engine oil in it, maybe a quarter of a quart or a half a quart, and you'd be good to go. But in the 1960s, around the mid-60s, that all changed. It was too hard. So we had what was called a disposable air cleaner for automobiles. You would loosen this wing nut under the hood, and you'd take out the old disposable paper element air filter, throw it away, pop on the new one. Same thing with the engine oil filters. They used to be cartridges. And what you would do is you would take a wrench and you would unbolt this long bolt. You would take off this heavy metal housing, and out would come the cartridge, the element, that would filter the oil. You'd wipe out the housing with a clean cloth. You'd put the new cartridge element in. You put the gasket in. You tighten it up, and you were done. But that was too hard. Now, well, right after the 1950s, during the 1960s, we had spin-on oil filters. They had a thin metal housing. You would spin them on with your hand or a wrench, and you'd spin them off, and you'd throw them away. So we would be throwing away a lot more material because of this convenience. And that's what happened. Now, how does that relate to today? Well, we don't even know how to tie our shoes. What do I mean? Well, when I was growing up, my shoes were made of leather, literally. And they had shoelaces. And I would tie my shoes. And every once in a while, they'd get untied, and I'd have to retie them. Well, today, we have shoes that are not made out of leather. They're made in China or some Asian country. And some of them have what looks like laces. So you can, you know, let your friends think that you know how to tie your shoes. But they're actually a stretch elastic. that appear to be laces, but there's nothing to tie. They're already pre-tied for you, and all you have to do is remember to slip them on. That's all you have to do. That's how lazy we have become. We can't even tie our own shoes, Joe.
Vince, I don't believe it's anything to do with lazy. I think it's built-in obsolescence. Think of a leather shoe. When you wear a leather shoe, your body is grounded out because your body is an electrical component. And when you're wearing leather, the leather will allow your feet to ground out. But when you wear a rubber-soled shoe, which 99% of all shoes are, and that's why you don't need to have your shoe sign shined. Because, you know, when you buy a $200 pair of basketball shoes or whatever you'd like to call them, you know, it'd be embarrassing when they're bright red or pink and you have to have them shoe shined. But think about everything that's done for you in this current world. Is it done to help you? Is it done to dumb you down? I mean, we should ask these. I mean, how did they build the country we live in without computers? They did it with common sense, knowledge, slide rules. Every milling machine, locomotive, everything that was built was done with a piece of paper, a stick, and a ruler. All of a sudden, we're living in the most modern time of the universe, at least that we're aware of. We have the best of everything. We can 3D print stuff. I mean, we can do everything, and yet we can't do anything. What's wrong with that story? What's the difference between when we were building everything analog, and now we have a digital world, and it seems that we have no quality of life? We have the illusion we have everything, but we have no quality of life because we don't have family. I'm just listening to the advertisement, the news, and they're going to let some people go see their family members in a nursing home for 3 months. What kind of mental anguish did they put on that person? And is it really for that person in the nursing home's best health issue? You know, I'll give you a challenge. And the challenge is, as how do we want to put this? As the economy falters more and more because the value of money is becoming getting closer to worthless, I will encourage you to look at, as the dollar loses value and the money system starts to collapse, you will notice that Mona Corona will be more out of control because the virus will increase to scare you back into your house, because how many shelves are more and more empty because China is not selling us products? Because China, as of last August and the trade deal, they don't want U.S. dollars anymore. They don't want, I mean, that's like going to your printer and printing out some more Monopoly money. Hey, I want to buy groceries here. Let me use this. Yeah, this is the guy with the top hat and the mustache. Yeah, it says Monopoly. No, it's okay. I said it's okay. What's different of printing your own money and having a bunch of degenerates that supposedly represent you printing money? How does that work? And at what point, when you go to the store to buy whatever it is you'd like to buy, it's not there? Have you seen what a canning jar costs lately? They went up 30% to 40%. Just in the last.
I was thinking 2x. I thought they doubled. At least around here they doubled. If you can get them, canning lids, same thing. And to make sure that you can't can economically, spaghetti sauce used to come in jars that, you know, not everybody recommended you use them again, but you could use.
Right.
What?
Glass.
Right, glass. Now it's new and improved, lightweight, easy to carry, won't break when you drop it, plastic. But you can't use them for canning. You can't. But spaghetti sauce that you'd buy for 99 cents, 88 cents, 89 cents, that used to come in jars that even had graduations marked on the side of the jars so that you could reuse them. Heavier glass. Not anymore. Not anymore.
So,
it's harder and harder to find them.
Let me ask you the question. If everybody's so simple and ignorant and doesn't know what's going on, somebody's got their finger, whether Sambo shut down the importation of the glass jars, or people are buying them up because they're anticipating what's coming. Because there's a lot of people out there that just act like Melvin Milk Toast, you know, dum-ba-dum-ba-dum, and they don't get all riled up, and they don't say stuff like I do, but they're secretly buying all kinds of stuff for that rainy day. And, I mean, you know, you got to love it. You got to love it when people are preparing for something. You know, I noticed one thing this summer or this spring. I've seen more yards churned up for gardens than any time in the last 25 years. I've seen yards that I've never seen gardens in, and yards I'd pay attention to, oh, they got a great, they're twice the size. So what does that mean? You know, and while they're busy leading the, what do we want to call it, the sheep to slaughter, you know, everybody else is planning. And, you know, you shouldn't be mad. I look at it this way. You want to buy a new car? You want to buy nice new whatever it is you want to buy? I don't say you shouldn't buy it. But if times get tough and you overspent on useless, overpriced items, why would you think I should help you? That's the only question I would ask. Why do you think I should help you? Because, you know, I have all I can do to help myself. And I don't mind, and you know better than anybody, I will always go out on a limb to help somebody if they appreciate the help, number one, and they try to help themselves. But if you're simple and you don't want to help yourself, why do I want to help you? That's a pretty simple question, isn't it?
Well, you and I both feel the same way about that. You know, I used to help people multiple times. I would, you know, tell them once and they wouldn't get it, so I'd tell them again, they wouldn't get it, tell them again, you know, many, many times. Now I tell them once. And if they don't get it, you know, I don't have time. I don't have time to coddle them. I don't have time to retrain them and re-educate them because they don't want to hear it. And some people even get mad at you when you try to help them. How about this? How big of a television do you think is necessary for a person to have? Now, I don't think the Finelli family has watched TV since the 1990s. So I'm thinking 30-plus years that we have not had over-the-air programming. Now, we do have a television, and we do have it connected not to the Internet, not to the local area network that we have in our home, not to Wi-Fi. It's just connected with a Ethernet cable, HDMI cable from the Blu-ray player or the DVD player to the television. That's it. So we're not connected to the world in terms of over-the-air television. And it works fine. But how many people have televisions all over the house? Let me give you an example. So in, let's say, the living room, someone's watching TV. And in each of the bedrooms, other people are watching TV, different programs. What happened to watching TV as a family? Like back in the 1950s, the family would sit around the TV. Not their own TV. The TV. And typically, well, it was black and white. And not until the 1960s, 70s did color TV become somewhat more popular. Yeah. But the whole family would wait in anticipation for that one program that they really loved. They'd wait all week for that. And they had to watch it when it was on. They couldn't shift time. There were no recorders to record it and watch it later. If you wanted to watch it, you had to be ready to watch it when it was airing. Period. No on-demand television. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joe, you're talking about shoes and grounding. I believe that's what you were talking about. And if you think about it, class, if you have leather shoes, and if you have leather soles, and your feet perspire in those leather shoes, there is moisture that travels through the leather, you know, from your feet through the leather, including the soles. And so there is a grounding effect that happens with leather soles. It does not happen with rubber or plastic sneakers, because rubber and plastic are insulators to prevent the grounding. And so if you think about what happened, we stopped repairing shoes. You know, you used to be able to have a leather pair of shoes, and I remember they were about $17.50 for a pair of leather shoes when I was growing up, complete with, you know, laces. And they had rubber heels, so you wouldn't slip and fall. And they were repairable. And we would take the shoes to the shoe repair place. And for about $7.50, you could get new soles that would double the life and heels of the shoes. And that's what people did. And they actually bought little tins of shoe polish. And they would apply shoe polish wax to the shoes, and they would polish them because they would last longer if you polished them. And that's what people did. Once a week, people would polish their shoes. That was just something we did because it made them last longer. And if you look at the pictures of the first Great Depression, you will see men with suits on lined up for, you know, a free meal. They would be wearing their best clothing to get that free meal. Now, well, in the good old days, I'm talking a few months ago, you would see people in their pajamas on airplanes. You'd see them in their pajamas at the Chinese factory outlet. You would see them in their pajamas in their front lawn. That's something you never saw. Never saw that in the 1950s and the 1960s. No one wore pajamas to a restaurant. It was considered gauche, offensive, wrong, impolite, garish, unacceptable back in the 1950s and 1960s. Joe, do you agree with that?
Vince, those people don't even wash when they come out in their bed linen. They probably haven't washed in 2 or 3 days because they're embarrassed. I guess they're afraid of water. You know, you go back to your television show, the family would watch on a Sunday night. Not my favorite childhood show was Walt Disney. Came on at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock our time, because it was an hour different. But anyway, they were the old Disney movies of the late, middle, early 50s. In the 70s, that all changed, as did the programming. But now let's go. We had ABC, NBC, CBS. We had three major television networks. A few bigger cities had the little satellites. But today there's like 700 different television shows. You can buy an internet system, a satellite system, and you can have 700 shows. Now, why would you give people that can't take care of themselves 700 alternative choices unless you're distracting them? And, you know, I always watch, and they've taken most of his videos down, Richie from Boston, but Richie had, I'm not saying he's Bible, but he had some wonderful information about a television, the patents, and what the purpose was. And he calls it the Black Mirror. And, you know, think about the television up until a certain time had a radius, rounded front, and now it's all flat screen. And I know Cliff High, he'll talk about an accelerated learning program. It can scan a book into a program, watch it on a old monitor, and digest. As fast as the pages go by, he can digest all that reading. But you can't use a flat screen monitor, an LED. So what is the difference, and what is the reasoning to give you 700 choices unless you're modifying your perception of reality? I mean, because what is actually, why do you watch? I mean, when I have a rough day, I like to watch something that makes me laugh or something, blah, blah, blah. I like certain, what do you call them, series. I love The Black Sails, a little history on how important pirates were. This other show called The Outlander, a little bit of time travel. Those are the kind of things I like. I like to distance myself from reality periodically. We'll get back after your break.
All right. We'll be right back. Joey's with us in Michigan.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fallout continues after President Trump's recent photo op with a Bible outside of a church near the White House. amid protests because of George Floyd's death. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says he regrets taking part in that. He says in a pre-recorded video commencement address to the National Defense University that he should never have been there.
My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. It was a mistake.
Police used pepper spray and rubber bullets to clear protesters out of the way before the president and his entourage walked to the church. The Republican National Convention is reportedly going to be held largely in Jacksonville, Florida. Reports are that's the decision after the North Carolina governor refused to say that there wouldn't be restrictions on the event if it was held as planned in Charlotte. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There may be a break in a missing persons case involving a well-known apocalyptic author. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallow, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice.
The internet is buzzing about photos of a massive beehive in Tennessee. Crews had to remove around 40,000 bees from the hive in the historic home, and the hive is believed to have been there for over 50 years. Crews used a heat map to spot the bees, and at first thought that they'd be removing only 8 feet of comb, but it turns out it was a 30-foot cone. All of the bees, including the queen, were safely taken to a local farm. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Flashy day. God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us, and we're talking about growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s and how life is a little different. Actually, it's dramatically different. And Joey, what was the number that you said in terms of television channels? How many offerings are there?
700.
700 television channels.
Why would you need that many? You know, and let's throw this into the loop. One thing you probably like, I know I liked in school, is history. And history is not really being taught today. And if people knew more history, they would understand what takes place. If people were taught about the Bolshevik Revolution, and they seen how wonderful those people had it, all these cream puffs that are out marching, whether it's this or that, when they realized, or they studied about Mao and what a great humanitarian Mao was and what he did for China and how he abused the people in Tibet, if people seen what really took place, how people lost not just their life, but their dignity. They lost their families. You know, one thing you know about these systems, you have to destroy the family value in order to create the next change. And we have no family values. The only family values I'm aware of are some old school families and a lot of the, what do you call them? Immigrants, I guess would be a word for them. The people that came, and I always say the Mexican people seem to stick very much together. I see the Chinese are pretty good at that. Other backgrounds. But the people that live here, they abuse themselves the most. They have no family values left. Because after you get through the first generation, as we talked about last week, it was the grandparents, because they were here first, and their children stuck together, but then their children's children, and as the grandparents leave, the parents leave, well, it's a free-for-all. So what is it that people lack with history education? And if they knew how history repeats itself, and when you're taught false history, then how could you even have a potential curve to see what's coming? Can you imagine what's coming based on the little bit of history you and I know?
You know, so good quality programming is diluted by all the other programming. Currently, there are over a million podcasts running. A million. Think about that. So to try to find the ones that you're interested in are really, really difficult because there are currently over a million. And there's over 30 million episodes of podcasts that have happened as of April this year. That's an enormous amount of podcasts, enormous amount of choices. How can you even figure out what to do in terms of pay attention to them? And what does it do? Well, it dilutes the good ones because of all the lousy ones that are out there. I even get emails to, look at this. This is worth looking at. And it's silly stuff. Waste of time. You know, the equivalent of cartoons. I don't get it. And people love it. They love it. And I'm wondering if these are the people who can't tie their shoes. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Joey.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you keep having Joey on. It's good information. I want to say, Joey, we have been infiltrated, subverted this country, and you're so right about what you're saying. The main way that they do it, I think, is that they give women rights, the role of men, and then they program them to destroy the families through things like abortion and divorce. And things like that, when you look up those statistics, you know, women account for 80% of initiation of divorce. And in a lot of ways, you guys are talking about programming, but you haven't mentioned school yet. Well, I guess Joey mentioned history, but he said fake history. That's true. But in school, you're taught, you know, men are evil. You're taught that whites are evil. You're taught that Christians are evil. And so for me, anyway, as a millennial, that's where I was first introduced to these ideas. And then, of course, you know, the evolution and, Vince, we could talk about the moon landings, right? We're taught that we landed on the moon. And so it is this thing where you have all this programming that leads you in these directions, and it is debasing the nation, and that foundation is the family, like Joey was saying, absolutely. So really appreciate that, Joey.
Robert, you were right, by the way. I was Mr. Walmart kicked out by a subhuman, a mentally challenged assistant manager he really wasn't fit to use a broom in a restroom. Then I had contact with the store manager, which was another rectal thermometer inserter. I think he checked the thermometer after it was removed from the rectum. And finally, after 3 weeks, getting a district manager that said, yeah, you should never have had that. And then they sent me $200 back, because that's about what I spent there that day. But you are correct. You hit it right on the head. I never brought that out, and I'm glad you called in, because, you know, people need to wake up. They need to stand up for what little bit they have left, because real soon, as this society breaks down, what's going to be left? The only thing you're going to have left is what you said and how you stand by it, and you can't trust people today, and they have every luxury they've ever wanted. How are you going to trust them later?
Yeah, when they get desperate, Joey, they turn into different people, right? People don't understand that, especially Americans, what it is like to be hungry if you haven't eaten for a while. And the psychology of people totally changes, right? So people have no idea what that could actually look like. If people, these riots right now, right, they have everything they could want. If they actually were hungry, think about, you know, people don't have anything to lose, right? So it's... could be real bad. Yes, sir.
What we're saying is that when people were hungry back in the first Great Depression, they were polite. And now they have everything they could possibly want, and they're not polite. Is that what you're saying? I think that is.
Yeah, Vincent, you know, they've taken things out of our society where if I was, let's say, me and you as men, we were meeting together and I was rude to you. Let's say I was rude for an undue reason. I had no reason to be. There would be, you know, possibly a consequence right then and there. A potentially a violent interaction if I wasn't being an honorable person towards you as another man, if you were being honorable towards me, right? They've taken that. They've made it illegal, basically, for anyone to enforce any sort of level of conduct where if you were to get, let's say, even aggressive with me, I could call the police on you and say, oh, he threatened me or whatever. And then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. When you're trying to enforce a standard of decency among men, where that's all gone out the window now, where no, it's illegal now for you to even conduct yourself with honor, saying if you cheat me, I'll stab you in the eye with an ice pick. That's how it used to be back whenever we were cavemen. If you cheated somebody out of, let's say, some food or something, and if you weren't honorable, it was backed up with an extreme amount of violence. And they've taken that all out of society, and they've made it illegal to be a man, essentially, is what they've done.
Well, they want you to be a trans.
In the public school system, principals used to have a paddle in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so the principals, you know, if someone were out of line, the principal would paddle that student. And, of course, that can't happen anymore, right? I remember being in fourth grade class, and the teacher would say, who knows the answer to the question? And the hands would go up, meaning all the people in the class, all the students in that fourth grade class who thought they knew the answer would raise their hand, and the teacher would pick, you know, one person and the next person and the next person and try to make it fair so everybody had a chance. But no one shouted out the answer. No one put their heads down to avoid not having the answer. But what I saw when I was a public school teacher as a traveling consultant, I saw students, and I would ask the questions. You know, I'd prepare all weekend for a great Monday lesson. At least I thought it was great. And I would deliver it like Columbo. And I remember students said, you know, I would call on one particular student at a time. And the students would say, Mr. Fennell, you're picking on me because I'm black. And I'd say, no, I'm picking on you because it's your turn to answer the question.
You know, Vince, if you didn't call him, right? That'd be racist, too.
Well, okay, you're absolutely right. And so here's what happened. So I went to the principal and I said, what would you like me to do? I'm trying to teach a class, and here's what's happening. And the response I got was, whatever you do, don't make the newspaper. That was the answer. So it became very difficult to teach classes, because no matter what you do, you're wrong. As you said, if I didn't pick on a child because he was black, it'd be because I'm racist. If I did pick on him, it's because I'm racist. But what I tried to do is make sure everybody was engaged. And by calling on a student to ask him if he knew the answer, that would help him remember that maybe next time it'd be a little better if he knew the answer. It'd be a little less embarrassing. But we've got a lot of problems in society, and it's going to take a long time to fix them because it took a long time getting here. This did not happen overnight. And frankly, I just want to make sure that everyone understands. My objective was to make sure that the students learned, and I would do everything I could to make sure that they did learn, including asking for the participation of the students, one at a time, sometimes many at a time. But it's extremely difficult because the same principal that said, Vinny, don't make the paper, said to me that he had a parent of a girl, high school student, wear very provocative clothing. And he wanted the parents to come in and say, look, we can't do this. You can't let your daughter wear stuff like this in school. And the response from the parents, look, from 8 to 3, she's all yours. You figure it out. Meaning the parents said, hey, principal, you figure it out. It's your problem. You know, if she wants to flash her underwear, that's the principal's problem. It's a really messed up world. It's going to be really tough to fix. Robert, did you want to hold through the break?
I have one more question for Joey. Yes, Ben.
All right. Hold through the break, please. And Joey and I will be right back with Robert.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey's with us. Robert's with us. Robert, you had another question for Joey?
I did, Vincent, and I hope you don't have to hang up on me. But I got Joey's attention when I made a comment on your program about the coronavirus there being maybe not as real as it is being announced. And I was curious, Joey, if you still...
Well, that's not what you said. Robert, hold it. Robert, hold it. That's not quite accurate. What you said was it's fake. That's
yes.
What you said.
In a one-dimensional phrase,
okay.
Yes, sir, I did.
And Robert, okay, I just want to make sure we're accurate.
Okay, then. I didn't know if Joey still, his thoughts on it now in terms of just with everything going on. And also, there was a document leaked from the German Ministry of Health, I believe, or German Ministry of Interior, something like that. And it basically was saying that the corona thing is just completely overblown. Not, you know, we should have done none of this. It just is completely not even worth it. I didn't know if he had heard about that. And just with everything too, like the riots being okay, like they're like, oh yeah, we need to riot, but coronavirus is still serious. Like it's becoming kind of a joke in my mind. But I didn't know what Joey thought about it.
Robert, I agree with you 90%. There is a virus, though. Is it as bad as they say? I don't believe that. I believe the virus is correlating to the economic meltdown of this country. That's my belief, because you have to keep people away from each other. I also believe to keep people 6 feet apart, that changes people's polarity and energy fields. And they always tell you in groups of three, You can talk to your creator and create stuff. Well, there's obviously an issue, and I still question, how does a virus travel around the world in 2 weeks? It's been living in China for 2 months, but in 2 weeks, it went all over. just like Black Lives Matters. They got Black Lives Matters marching in Austria and Germany right now. Wow, isn't that amazing? Mexico, how could you not believe this is an orchestrated event? I'm not that smart. Go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, I think you are that smart. Airplanes. We said in the very early days that air travel is the high-speed transmitter of this virus. And that's what it was. It came here from people who traveled on airplanes. It's as simple as that.
Oh, so, Vince, when they're going to let...
And, you know, if you think about it...
When they're going to let...
When you think about it, what has really...
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got a delay of over 2 seconds, probably close to three now. When you think about it, what has really damaged our planet is higher and higher and higher speeds. So, for example, it used to take a ship to travel from Europe to the United States. Then it was an airplane. And with Bill Gates and faster and faster and faster, you're talking about slide rules, I believe. You're talking about paper, pencil, and slide rules. We used to do some great things. We didn't make as many mistakes because we were more careful with what we did. Now that we have computers to do things faster, we can make mistakes faster. With airplanes, we can communicate diseases faster. With all the social things that we do, like taking trips to see the mouse, in high concentrations of people, we can spread disease faster. So, if you think about it, Bill Gates and his ilk have made computer technology ubiquitous, and so everything is faster. But it's not necessarily better, it's just faster. And so everything we do, positive and negative, is done faster and less deliberately.
And so,
in my world, appliances.
Or the show's over.
Appliance.
So, these genetically modified mosquitoes they're about to release in Texas and Florida and North Carolina, how do you think that's going to factor into the Republican primary garbage, whatever, that they wanted in North Carolina, and the governor hasn't shut the state down. So now they're going to let them loose in Florida, Texas, because it was going to be in Florida or Texas. And now, and what would you need a genetically modified mosquito released for by the military? I'm just curious. In which world would that make sense?
Oh, it doesn't make sense at all, because every time we've genetically modified things, it's gotten worse, right? Genetically modified foods. You know, people didn't have these wheat bellies that they had before we started using insecticides and genetically modified seeds. We are poisoning ourselves. So in my world, you know, genetically modifying, altering nature is a really bad thing to do. And yet we're doing it. And now, do you know that they're going to spray sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere to reflect the sun? Sulfur dioxide. It's a poison. It causes respiratory distress. It causes heart attacks. And yet, it looks like it's going to be approved by the government to spray the planet with sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere. These kinds of things have to stop. Robert in Kansas, thanks so much for being with us. Joey, thank you for being here.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.